In Revelation chapter 22, we read that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of all the nations. What has happened that makes that true? What kind of tree brings leaves that have healing for all the nations? Before we look at Revelation 22, I'm going to tell you a story about sport. Now, in our country, all the men and sometimes the women love to play rugby. And yesterday at Calvin College, there was a rugby match. So our boys, we have three sons, they all wanted to go and see this rugby match, to see something familiar from their homeland. I wonder for you, what is your favorite sport to watch? I'm sure it's not rugby. Is it football? Tell me, what do you want to watch on the television? Baseball, okay, yeah. Soccer, oh yes, soccer. Basketball, okay. Say it again. Swimming, nice. Hockey, field hockey? From Canada, it's always going to be ice hockey. So I want you to imagine that your favorite sport is on the television, and your favorite team is playing in the final of the league. They've never done it before, but this is the moment where they could win the entire league. And you're watching this game. And every time they make a mistake, how do you feel? Anxious, worried, you just want them to win so badly. So you're not relaxed, but you're feeling tense and you're sitting on the edge of your seat. But imagine if you're watching exactly the same match one day later, it's a replay, and you know that your team has won the league. And as you watch it, are you going to feel worried? No. Are you going to feel anxious whenever you see someone drop the ball or make a mistake? No, because you know they have had victory. They have already won the league. And so you have this wonderful feeling as you watch, even though you see mistakes happening, you know how the game is going to end in victory. We are followers of Jesus Christ. And even though this life brings times of sadness, disappointment, times when we are worried and afraid, we have this amazing opportunity to live well and even joyfully because we know the end of the story. We know how this world is going to finish because we, as followers of Jesus Christ, are called to live one day in the New Jerusalem, where one day we will meet God face to face. It will end in victory. Hallelujah. And so, when we're thinking of the tree of life, we can say, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Amen. So what makes this beautiful New Jerusalem so special? Well, we as a family have been enjoying Grand Rapids Art Prize. This is new for us. We have been seeing new pictures, new sculptures, but I want to show you a piece of art from our country in Ireland. Does anybody know what this is? No. Okay. This sculpture is in the city of Belfast, the capital city of Northern Ireland, and it won a prize for being the worst piece of art in all of the United Kingdom. Because people go and think, what is that? It is supposed to be a droplet of water. And it is set up on the hill overlooking the city of Belfast. And it is supposed to remind people that cities can only exist whenever there is water. You need water for drinking, water for industry. Back home, our grandparents worked in mill factories. You needed water to get the wheel turning to produce the linen mills. This is some of the linen that my grandparents used to make in the linen factories. But you couldn't do it without water. You need water for life and water for industry to bring wealth to the cities. But even though so many cities in our world are built around water, we live in a world that is broken because even our rivers can become places of separation and division. You know how the story began with Adam and Eve. They were in the garden. God came close to them and walked with them in the cool of the day, and there was a tree of life, and it had beautiful streams of water beside it. But this paradise was destroyed by Adam and Eve. They wanted to be like God, to know everything, and they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge. And so God put them out of the garden. And God had a curse, not just on Adam and Eve, but on the entire earth. And there would be pain and suffering and division and brokenness and death. Adam and Eve were separate from God. And they were separate from the tree which gives life. That's why we needed a second Adam to come, who chose not to be like God, but to come down, to serve others, to give up his wealth, his throne, his kingdom, to become a curse for us so that we could enter this beautiful city where the Lamb is on the throne and there are living waters and a tree of life. And all through this book of Revelation, this final book of the Bible, there is a contrast between the cities of the world, which are hard to live in. They're broken places. They can push you down. And this beautiful city of God, the New Jerusalem, where there's life and abundance, so many things that we can get in this city. So on the one hand, there are cities today divided by rivers. Here are some cities I want to show you. The next slide is from Europe. This is Budapest. On one side is the city of Buda. On the other side is the city of Pest. And in the middle is a river. And less than 150 years ago, these two cities became joined together. But if you go to Budapest today, these two cities still feel so different from each other. Here's another city in Europe called Mostar in Bosnia. This bridge joins two communities. On one side, the Catholic Croats live, and on the other side, the Muslim Bosniaks live. But there is a difficult relationship between the two communities, which means there are two schools for education, there are two phone networks, there are two electricity companies, two universities, and even though this is a small city, there are two separate groups of people. This next bridge is from Ireland. It is called the Peace Bridge, and it is from the city of Derry. The River Foyle is in the middle. On one side, we call it the water side. The other side is the bog side. And two very different tribes live separated by this water. Even though it's one city, there is tension. And sometimes there are bombs and war. This final picture is the River Foyle, and it divides not two communities, but two countries. On one side is the city of Strabane in Northern Ireland, but right next door is the city of Lifford in Ireland. And for hundreds of years, rivers have been used to separate people. However, in the New Jerusalem, this water of life is flowing right in the middle of the city. And it is beautiful, clear water flowing from the throne room of God and of the Lamb. And the water is clear as crystal because it is pure. There's no disease in this water. Today, so many people are in hospital because of water-related diseases. But this vision of the water of life reminds us of how the world should be. And it's not just the river we have here, but on either side of the river is the tree of life. Now, I wonder, does it look like this, where it says in Revelation, on either side of the river is the tree of life? Does it stand as two trees on both sides of the river? Or is it like a bridge reaching over the river? We don't know. But what is important is that whether you live on this side of the river or whether you live on this side of the river, you can eat the fruit of the tree of life. There is not one group who will have access to it, but everyone can come to this tree of life because the curse has been removed. And this tree bears beautiful fruit. We are in the apple orchard time of year in Grand Rapids. And normally when trees bear fruit, it only happens once in the year, no matter what type of tree, whether it's apple or peaches, blueberries, strawberries, whatever. But this tree of life is different because it bears 12 different kinds of fruit. Every single month, it never runs out of supply, and there's all this beautiful variety of fruit. And so, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So can you see that in this new city, this tree of life is key because it's bringing all the nations back together again? The town where I grew up in Ireland was 50% one tribe and 50% another tribe. And it was difficult because we didn't like each other that well. Whenever I was a little girl, my parents used to show us how far we could walk down the main street. And then they said, don't go any further because it is not safe. And at school, we used to make jokes about people from different tribes. Even though they had the same color of skin, we would say things like, you know, people from this other tribe, you know they're different because their eyes are closer together. We make all these kinds of distinctions as jokes, but these jokes begin to hurt people, and the hurt grows into hatred. And then people feel they don't belong in the towns any longer. And we grew up in fear because our town would be bombed a lot. We would hear the sound of gunfire and bombs most Friday nights. We lived in fear. And that's why I get excited about this new city, because the people in it are not serving their own race, but it says in verse 3, everybody serves God. Not their tribe, but we're here to serve God. Everybody belongs to God. Everybody has God's name written on their foreheads. And the jewels, the precious stones in this city, they're not kept for one tribe or one race, but you see the precious stones on the pavement. You see the beautiful stones on the walls of the city. Now, I don't know if anyone has been to London to meet the Queen, but she has lots of jewels for her crowns. And she doesn't keep them on the side of the road. Why? They would get stolen. They're locked up in the Tower of London. And so this is so different from the new city, because the jewels are everywhere for everybody to enjoy. It's a wonderful blessing. And yet, wouldn't it be sad if we had in this city all the precious stones and all the jewels, but not the person who owns the jewels? Have you ever been to someone's house who has recently lost a loved one? No matter how beautiful that house is, if they had an opportunity to swap the house and have the person back instead, of course they would do it. Because what is better than precious stones, walls of jasper, cities of gold and pearly gates? Isn't it the owner of everything, God Himself? And this is the place where we get to meet God face to face. A year ago, we were at a concert and we saw the President of Ireland, but we only saw his white hair. You see, in the middle, he walked past. I had my camera ready, and I wanted to get a picture of his face, but he walked so quickly, we only got his white hair. But in the New Jerusalem, we will see our Father, our Creator God, face to face. Isn't that wonderful that we will have time to spend with Him? This New Jerusalem is so much better than the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, there was still night. But in the New Jerusalem, There will be no more night. In the Garden of Eden, God had the sun for the day and the moon for the night. But in the new city, there is no need for the sun and the moon because God is going to be this light. And in the Garden of Eden, if you ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, you would die. But in this new Jerusalem, we can eat of all the trees and enjoy the fruit. In the Garden of Eden, the people who ate of the tree of knowledge, they were driven out so they couldn't see God's face. But in the new Jerusalem, we will see his face. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So my question to you today is this. You know how your story will end. But how are you going to live in the light of your future? How are you going to encourage healing today? I wonder, in the past week, have there been times when you've felt left out and excluded? When you have watched other families and life seems easier for them? Life goes much more smoothly. Maybe there's brokenness in your own family and lots of hurts. In the holy city, God deals with these hurts. All the bitterness, we don't have to carry them anymore. And this vision of the new Jerusalem, it's not just something to live for in the future. Because the Lamb who sits on the throne says, "Behold, I am making all things new." He doesn't say, "Behold, I will make all things new." But this new Jerusalem is something we have today. And God wants us as a people in this church of the servant to give others a taste of the new heaven and earth to come. The way we welcome people and help them belong here is a taste of the world to come. The way we share our money, our wealth, our resources is a taste of this world to come. The way we say everybody belongs here, no matter what country you're from, what tribe you belong to, no one is left out because on your head you bear the name of God Himself. Whatever wounds and hurts you carry, you can find healing in God Himself. All these things are a taste of the world to come. Maybe after this morning, you need to pick up the phone, get in touch with someone you haven't talked to for a long time. Let God bring healing in those relationships. Maybe you have been struggling with money. You want to have a better home for your family, and you feel jealous of others who have better things. God calls us to let go of these things and rest in His amazing promise that the leaves of the tree are what? For the healing of the nations. And so we have the faith of being a stranger in this land. Like Abraham, we press on. It says, by faith, Abraham made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. for he was pressing on. He was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder was God. So may God be with us as we leave this place. May we be channels of his grace and blessing and healing for all the nations. Amen.